Section 3. You will listen to a monologue by a scuba diver. You have some time to read the questions in task 1 before the audio starts. Listen carefully and use the cause and effect relationships from the story to fill in the diagram based on what you hear. The recording will be played twice.
Today was one of those days that really shook me up. As a scuba diver, I've come across plenty of ocean debris before, but nothing quite like this. I was diving near the Rosakunda coast, a place known for its beauty, but also its hidden dangers. As I went down to explore the seabed, I noticed something unusual. There, caught up in a tangled mess of plastic and fishing net, was a sea turtle struggling to swim. I couldn't just leave him behind. I swam closer, and that's when I saw it. Speedy, as I later named him, was entangled in the debris. His flippers were caught in a net that was wrapped around his body so tightly, it was difficult to tell where the plastic ended and the turtle began. The poor creature was exhausted, his movements slow and labored. It was clear he had been struggling for hours, perhaps even days, caught up in this mess. Without hesitation, I carefully pulled out the net. It wasn't easy, but I managed to free him, holding on to him gently while making sure I didn't hurt him more. The moment he was released, Speedy looked at me as though he was thanking me. It felt surreal, almost as if I had just saved a life. However, what saddened me was the reality that this was just one of the many turtles that get caught up in marine debris every day. I had to wonder, how did this trash get here in the first place? I thought back to the images I had seen of the 300 million tons of plastic produced globally each year, most of it making its way into the oceans. From land to water, it travels through streams, rivers, and storm drains before reaching the sea, where it becomes a graveyard for so many marine species. Plastic isn't just harmful, it's deadly. Sea turtles like Speedy often mistake debris for food and become trapped, causing harm to the health and ultimately leading to a slow, painful death. The impact of such debris on ecosystem is catastrophic, as it breaks up habitats and disrupts food chains. In places like Visakhapatnam, divers have retrieved thousands of kilograms of waste, much of which consisted of discarded plastic. But is that enough? We need to cut down on plastic, step up our efforts, and stand up for the oceans. I looked for Speedy again. He has swum away, free once more. I hope that next time I dive, the ocean will be cleaner.